Exclusive video, 600 migrants cross border in 3 hours into Texas border town. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on December 28, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas. Breitbart, Texas posted along the Rio Grande south of town and observed a single group of nearly 300 migrants emerge from the riverbank and surrender to Texas National Guardsmen and Border Patrol agents Wednesday. Two large groups of nearly 600 crossed the Rio Grande in the early morning. The first group of migrants consisted mainly of single adult male and female migrants from Colombia, Cuba, and Nicaragua. Scattered within the group were a few family units with small children and several elderly migrants. This was the first of two large migrant groups that would cross within 3 hours. The large migrant groups have shifted their crossing points near Eagle Pass from just outside the north side of the city to a more remote crossing far south of the heart of the city. The video shows the migrants emerging from the riverbank and being guided to a gap in a ranch fence on the edge of a nearby roadway. Once guided around the ranch fence, the migrants are interviewed by awaiting Border Patrol agents. The migrants are then sorted by nationality and gender and prioritized for transportation to a nearby processing center. The group crossed shortly after 2 a.m. as Breitbart, Texas posted at several busy migrant crossing points. The large migrant group would not be the last for a weary shift of Border Patrol agents and Texas National Guard soldiers stationed in the area. Another large group of 278 migrants crossed the Rio Grande at about 4:30 a.m. just north of the first group, according to a source operating under the umbrella of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The group crossed onto private property located about 2 miles from the Camino Real port of entry in Eagle Pass. The crossing point is near the south edge of the border wall built under orders of Governor Greg Abbott. Within 3 hours, more than 600 migrants had crossed the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass. Agents scrambled to that area about 2 miles away and repeated the process. The migrants crossing into the area are from countries not amenable to a speedy return to their home country under the CDC Title 42 Emergency COVID-19 Authority. According to a source within CBP, not authorized to speak to the media, the migrants crossing in Wednesday's groups will be released into the United States to pursue asylum claims. The Supreme Court voted on Tuesday to leave Title 42 in place until it rules on the lawsuit filed by 19 states, Breitbart reported. Once processed, the migrants will be taken to a charity shelter in the Eagle Pass and later transferred to a larger charity shelter in San Antonio, Texas. Many will depart San Antonio for other parts of the United States. On Tuesday, nearly 1,100 migrants crossed the Rio Grande in just 5 hours in the same area south of the city. The photos and video above show the ecological damage caused by migrants who discard tons of clothing, identification documents, and other garbage. Breitbart, Texas originally published the video above in April of this year. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart, Texas border team. He is an original member of the Breitbart, Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.